Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have faith.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Well, welcome to Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. We're live on Blog Talk Radio, and we just want to say good evening as we get ready to start our Tuesday night Bible study every Tuesday at 7 p.m. And we're live on Blog Talk Radio, and I just want to say this is Elder Oliver, and we're going to do something a little different tonight with Bible study. The Lord laid on my heart. And I'm just going to be led by the Spirit tonight and to go with what the Lord has given me to go with. And sometimes, you know, we just got to do things. You know, when the Lord tells you to do something, you just got to do it. There ain't no explanation. But first and foremost, we want to welcome you to Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. We want to say on behalf of Bishop, First Lady Zachary, they welcome everyone that's here tonight. Giving honor to them, who is the bishop over Praise Tabernacle. Tonight's Bible study will be taught by myself, Elder Oliver, and I'm going to do something a little differently once I get the announcements out of the way, because once I get going, I really don't think I'm going to have time to go back. But we just want to thank everyone here for joining us on tonight on this Tuesday night Bible study. Again, I want to give honor to our Bishop Omar Zachary, his wife, First Lady Pamela Zachary, to all the elders and deacons and evangelists. We just want to say thank you for joining us tonight. I know it's a little different tonight as we get ready to go into the Word, but I'm not going to be teaching tonight. I just feel I need to preach, and I need a minute to be able to get what I got to get out. And sometimes, you know, Bible study is for teaching. I know people saying this is teaching, but, you know, I feel like the Lord gave me a word to give, and I'm just going to give it, and then we're going to get out of here. You know, the devil is busy. The devil is attacking families. He's attacking, families, individuals, churches, communities. You name it, the devil is attacking. We're living in a crazy time right now. People getting shot up. It's just crazy. Everything that's going on is just crazy. And you know what? And the devil's even trying to attack. He's always attacking me and my family. But tonight, you know, the only way I know how to fight back is by doing what I do best. And what I do best is I like to take a text, and I like to preach my way out of it, you know, some people say teach your way out of it. But tonight, I think we got a good word coming up tonight. And, again, it's going to be a little different because I'm going to run through it. If you blink, you might miss it. So you have to go back and listen to it over again. But I really do feel like the Lord is leading me to in a direction that, you know, I'm not going to explain a lot of it. I'm just going to do what the Lord tells me to do. Sometimes when the Lord Jesus healed, they asked him, why are you healing on the Sabbath day? And see, when you start asking questions about too much, you really ain't following the Spirit, you're following people. And tonight, I'm going to be following the Spirit because I just feel it in my spirit. It just happens to be I was the one teaching tonight. And I got a quick message for y'all tonight. Hopefully you'll get something out of it. Again, we just want to thank you for the Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. And again, we have a lot going on. Let's not forget tomorrow night, Wednesday night, you have Omar Zachary and family ministries live on Facebook Live and Blog Talk at 7 p.m. Let's not forget to tune in to that. He will be live preaching and praise and worship, him and the whole family, live on Facebook Live. Praise Tabernacle Church is where you can find them on Facebook. Also want to send a shout-out to all the elders and evangelists that's on the line tonight and all the members that's on the line tonight. We just want to say thank you and welcome you all. I got a couple churches listening in tonight. I want to welcome Hoyt Street Church. Just welcome to be here. I also want to thank, I can't remember the name of it, but that's okay. The other churches that's out there, I just want to say thank you. And as I'm getting ready to pray, I'm going to get right into the word. Again, I just want to send special thanks to the bishop for allowing me the opportunity to be on the Tuesday night panel. I want to spend another shout out to my wife. Continue to pray for her, pray for us. As we continue to serve the Lord, and you know, I kind of got this message talking with my wife on today, and I'm going to call it a cup, a condition, and a change. That's going to be my title: a cup, a condition, and a change. And I'm going to talk about the church a lot tonight, too. And if you got your Bibles, before I pray and get started, we're going to come out of Acts, third chapter of Acts. And, again, I was talking to my wife today, and I went to work this morning, and I called my wife, and for some reason we just seemed out of sync. We wasn't in sync. We weren't arguing. We just wasn't in sync. The hello wasn't right. It just didn't feel right. And I understand we have a lot going on both sides. She got a lot, I got a lot. It just didn't seem right. I had to come home and make sure everything was cool. And when it was cool, I felt the change. I felt the release. It was nothing but you could just see it. And that's when the Lord told me, you know, I'm going to do things a little differently tonight. So, you know, I definitely got to give thanks to my wife for tonight. For this message, because it's an inspiration, and it's good when you can have a wife that will support you and have a wife that will help you see things clearer spiritually. So, you know, that's where this comes from tonight. So if you don't like it, pastor number is still the same. You call him, talk to him about it, but I'm going to do this a little different tonight. A cup, a condition, and a change. I'm going to bow your heads in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you right now, Father God. Father God, I ask you just be with me tonight, Father God. Father God, if anything in me is not right, I ask that you forgive me for it, Father God, knowing and unknowing things, Father God. Father God, give me the wisdom, Father God, to rightly divide your word, Father God. Father God, give the listener the ear to hear your word, Father God. Father God, be with me, Father God. Strengthen me, Father God. And, Father God, we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is going to be difficult because I don't have an amen corner, but that's all right. I don't have an organ, and I don't have a shouting crew. But hopefully, in the spirit, we can all be there together. A cup, a condition, and a change. And tonight, like I said, we're going to talk about some things that I want us to see in the Word of God that's going on in the church and what we got to get away from in the church as well. And it's a very familiar scripture here, but we're going to look at it a little differently, a little deeply, and hopefully we'll be able to get something out of it. But, again, the title, and I'm just giving people enough time to get their pencils and stuff together because I don't want you to think I'm making this up. It's all right there in the text. I'm going to read from chapter 3 to verse from 1 to 11. And y'all have to excuse my reading if I start stuttering or get tongue-tied. It's not doing it purposely. It's just something I have sometimes have trouble pronouncing words. But the title of tonight, coming out of Acts 3, 1 and 11, a cup, a condition, and a change. Verse 3, now Peter and John went up together into the temple, and at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked in alms, and Peter, fasting his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have given I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. All of the people saw him walking and praise God, and they all knew that it was he was sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. I'm going to stop right there. And again, we're going to talk about a cup, a condition, and a change. And I'm not, the cup is what he had, but he had also a condition. The cup is what he had to ask people to put money in his cup. A condition is what he had from birth. And a change is what he was going to the gate to try to get. And some of us, and I'm going to talk to half of the people out there tonight, because this man had a condition. And some of us, well, all of us got conditions that we need to make change with. But I'm going to deal with this man's condition because his condition wasn't his fault. I'm going to get to the faults of people's conditions in a minute. But see, sometimes you're born, and the Bible said he was born with this condition. That means he had it from the birth. So he didn't do anything to get this condition. It was not his fault. And sometimes people have a condition that they have from birth that's not their fault. It's just a condition. And he had this condition for a long time. And when sometimes some people are struggling with things that's not their fault. It's a condition that they have, and they had it from birth. I want you to watch this because we're going somewhere real soon. And the thing about it is, this condition, he was always going to a beautiful gate. And sometimes when you go to the church, you have a condition, and you don't never necessarily address the condition. Because he was so used to going there asking for people to put money in his cup. Now, when I say put money in his cup, that's what he was there to do. Sometimes you forget about your condition, and you focus on your cup. And this is where the church comes in, because, see, the church wants to fill your cup, but they don't ever want to change your condition. And see, we get focused on the cup, you see, because you can put money in your cup, and when you put money in your cup, you're happy. But it takes people to put money in your cup. So you're looking for happiness coming from people. And even though you get money in your cup, it's really not doing nothing to your condition. See, I'm about to go somewhere with this. Because people come to church, they're not so much worried about their condition, they're worried about their cup. And as long as they get something in their cup, they're okay, they're happy. But what a cup does is manage your misery. And when you get a cup and you got people filling your cup up, they're managing your misery because you're not changing their condition. Now, let me explain something here real quick because I feel my help coming. See, some people thinking about if you give people money in a cup, I'm not talking about that. If some Lord leads you to give somebody some money in a cup, keep it moving. I'm not talking about that. But sometimes we come to a place that's beautiful, like to praise and worship God, and we want him to fill our cup. And that means we want to go there. We want to shout. We want to dance. We want to do all these other things, but we got an ugly condition that we're not even addressing. So when we go to church, we're not addressing the condition. We're addressing the cup. So what we got in the church is people full of cups, full of stuff, and full of full of stuff that has nothing to do with their condition. And some people got conditions that's not their fault. Other people got conditions that they're struggling with because they made some wrong decisions. See, some people didn't make decisions. They were born with it. Some people made decisions, and they got situations that they don't know how to control. But what we try to do, we try to hide our conditions, and we want to use our cup to satisfy our conditions. See, I feel like I'm about to preach here in a minute. But see, we want to focus on cup. A cup mentality church. We want to go in and feel good and do this and do that, but we don't want to change our condition. And the Bible says that that when you he was in an ugly situation, but he was at a beautiful gate. And sometimes this is what happens when you come to church a lot and you get conformed to church. You're in a beautiful place, but you're in an ugly situation. What do you mean a beautiful place? You're in a beautiful place. You got beautiful clothes. You got a beautiful home. You got a beautiful car, a beautiful job, but you got an ugly condition that you're struggling with. You got an ugly situation that you're trying not to deal with. You want to use a cup to not talk about the condition. We want our cups filled. We want everyone to fill our cup. This man had a condition, and he had people that would pick him up and take him to the gate and set him in front of the gate every day. That's what the Bible says. He was at the gate, front of the gate, every day, but he couldn't go into the gate. He was at the front of the gate asking for money. Now, I'm not saying that you come into church to ask for money. I'm not saying you come into church asking for anything. But you come into church to try to get your cup filled. Tonight, we're going to take them cups, and we're going to throw the cups away, and we're going to focus on the condition. Because what's not going on in the church is people's not changing their condition. And see, we need to have a church that when you come to church, your condition will change. See, we want to fill our cup, but we don't change our condition. And see, that's what they're talking about, being at a beautiful gate with an ugly condition. We need to learn how to change our condition. I'm going to get to the change part in a minute. But we're in an ugly situation at a beautiful gate. That means you got a good family, you got a good home, you got a good car, but you don't have no joy. You don't have no peace. You don't have no smiles. You always sowing discord amongst one another, and you don't ever want to deal with the situation. You just want your cup filled. And the church today is people running around trying to get their cups filled, and no one's condition is changing. You don't hear no one testifying about my condition that is getting ready to change. But I'm so glad that this man had enough sense to talk to Peter. I'm so glad this man had enough sense to talk to Peter and ask Peter for some money. Yeah, I'm going to slow down here for a minute because I'm about to blow your minds on something. I know some of y'all don't think that I study, but I'm just going to prove to the point that I do study. They were at the temple, and they was at the gate of the temple. And all the Jews went to the temple to pray. Amen. I need amen out there. They went to the temple to pray. All Jews went to the temple to pray. I believe at 9 o'clock and at 6 o'clock and at their own home at 12 o'clock. That's what the Jews did. Jesus was a Jew. So Jesus went to the temple to pray as well. And I know the last week of his life, he went to the temple two or three times to pray. And this man was at the front of the gate. See, this is about to get good. And see, this man probably seen Jesus go inside and outside the gate, but he never got healed. He never asked Jesus for nothing. And when Jesus descended to heaven, he probably lost all hope that he would ever be healed, so he kept asking for money. But this one day, he asked for money from Peter. And see, this is where you got to be careful, because Jesus got some representatives who knows a little bit about the word and know a little bit about the name of Jesus. And Peter saw him, and when Peter saw him, and the man asked Peter for some money, I want you to look at verse 4 and 5. And Peter, on verse 4, fasting his eyes upon him with John, and said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting. That means the man looked at him. He was expecting something. Now watch this. I know a lot of us got some conditions and everything, and a lot of us asking for a lot of stuff. But see, sometimes the Lord will do something. He won't give you what you ask. He'll give you more than what you – he'll give you more. He'll give you more than what you're asking for, because he asked Peter and them for money. But Peter and them, Peter and John said, Peter and John said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I will give thee in the name of Jesus." See, what we got to learn to do is put our cups down, amen, put our cups down, amen, and take the name of Jesus. And see, when you take the name of Jesus with your condition, there will be a change. And see, this man, he didn't know Peter. He didn't know that. He was just asking for money. So my question is, why did he get healed? I'm going a little too fast. Watch this. There's another thing in there too, because the man had a condition from birth. And I want to show you something. It only took 10 seconds for the man to get healed. See, I know y'all are like sitting there, what are you talking about, Oliver? He had a condition from birth. He'd been going there for years after years after years, but it only took 10 seconds to get healed. What I'm trying to tell some of y'all, I know y'all got some conditions out there. I'm trying to tell you, if you know the name of Jesus and start calling on the name of Jesus, your condition can change within 10 seconds. It don't take all day. You ain't got to go through no classes. You ain't got to do all the – all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus, and your condition will change just like that. I know you've been struggling with some stuff for years, but if you call upon the name of Jesus, it's your time for your condition to change. You just got to put the cup down. And when you put the cup down and when you call upon the name of Jesus, your situation will change. I know some of you have been going at it since birth. I know some of you picked up bad habits, and you got some secret sins that you don't want nobody to know about, so you want to cover it with this cup. It's time to put the cup down. It's time to go ahead and start calling upon the name of Jesus, because there's power in the name of Jesus. There's change in the name of Jesus. There is. You will be delivered. You will be healed. You will be set free in the name of Jesus. All you got to do is believe it. And all they did was pick the man up, grabbed his hand, and lifted him up, and he was healed immediately. It wasn't no 12-step program. What I'm telling you to do, and a lot of us is doing it, we got cups that we come to church with, and with the cups we got to come to church with, we want to get them filled. Because when you get money from people, it is a distraction from your condition. You come to church, you look good, you smell good, you dance good, you shout good, but you're still going home raising hell. You're still going home lying. You're still going home drinking. You're still going home cheating. You're still going home. And see, the preachers ain't preaching this because we want to preach, fill your cup, fill your cup, fill your cup, when you're going to bust hell wide open, because the cup ain't got nothing to do with salvation. But when you change with the name of Jesus, you will change your situation. You will change your outcome. And most importantly, you will change where you're going to spend eternity. When you start talking about the name of Jesus is when that change is going to hit. And so we need to stop with this cup mentality and think we got it all together. No, we all need to call on the name of Jesus. We all need to do some soul searching and start calling on the name of Jesus. Jesus, help me in this situation. Help deliver me from this situation. Help me change my condition. Help me change what I'm going through. Help me. And when you call on the name of Jesus, there's power in in that name. And when you get the power of Jesus with you, things has to change because he cannot lie. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's no power in the cup. All the cup can do is make you happy temporarily. And people are running around the church with cups, and they're happy. But they have no joy. They have no peace. They have no deliverance. And most importantly, they have no Savior. So what I'm coming here to tell you tonight is we need to put the cup down and call upon the name of Jesus. We need to put the cup down and so he can change our conditions. And sometimes we look at what the man was expecting. He was expecting money. I'm glad he didn't get what he was expecting. And a lot of us are expecting the bare minimum from Jesus. We don't expect Jesus to do it all. All we expect Jesus to do is what we ask him to do. Sometimes some of us have asked Jesus to give us an apartment, but he gave you a house because he went beyond your expectations. And see, sometimes we put so low expectations on the Lord, sometimes he won't even do it because you're selling him short. And when you learn about how much power is in the name of Jesus, you will be able to do all things through Christ Jesus. You will be able to be, and once you get a little bit maturity, I said this last night, is once you get a little bit, there will be no distraction because our God is big enough to handle your problem and the distraction all at the same time. So stop making excuses because the Lord that we serve is powerful enough to just bulldoze over the devil. So don't make excuses about we took our eyes off. No. That's an excuse because you're not dealing with a condition. You're dealing with a cup. When you deal with the condition, Jesus can change the condition immediately. He did it throughout the Bible. There was a boy that was dead that was going in name. And when Jesus went and touched the coffin, the boy popped up and was alive again. See, there was nothing ifs, ands, or buts about that. There was the girl, Jairus' daughter, who was dead and was crying, and they were waiting for Jesus to get there. He had to throw everybody out of the house and went in, and what happened? See, this is the type of Jesus we serve. We serve a God that can do all things at any given time that he wants to give. I know there's going to be some people upset because I took over Bible study tonight and you ain't going to have a chance to comment. Well, call pastor, call bishop, tell them, well, Oliver wouldn't let us talk. Well, sometimes you talk too much and sometimes you just need to hear the word of God because if you keep putting that cup up, you're going to bust hell wide open. Put the cup down and ask God to change your condition. And don't be so religious and think we got to do things decent and in order, because Jesus, when they asked him, why are you healing on the Sabbath day? See, sometimes you got to do things when God tells you to do it and not go by a program. And I'm not going by a program no more. I don't know what Elder Oliver going to do next week. I don't know what he's going to do the week after that. I'm liable to fall in suit, and I'm liable just to go off like I'm going off tonight because I serve a living Jesus, and there's power in that name. And because there's power in that name, there is deliverance. And see, I'm tired of the devil trying to come up in here, so I'm going to run him out, and all the distractions that's coming at me, I'm going to take care of them too, and we're going to end it in one. We're going to end it tonight, amen, because there's power in the name of Jesus. And when you get that power and when you start saying Jesus and Jesus, something happens on the inside of you. And what happened with that man when they grabbed him by the right hand and they started to lift him up and said in the name of Jesus, and something happened in his body, I'm here to tell you, whatever your situation is, when you call upon the name of Jesus, something has to happen. There has to be a change with your condition. There has to be a change with your condition. I feel good about that tonight. I feel good because I feel the change around me. I feel the change around my family. I feel the change around the church. I'm not playing no more. I'm not going to pity-pat with people no more. It's time to either be about your Father's business or you want to go ahead and keep holding your cup. Keep holding your cup, because what's going to happen is the cup is going to break. And when the cup breaks, you ain't going to have nothing else to receive nothing with. If you have the name of Jesus, you don't need the cup. I've always asked this question. Peter, The man asked you for money. Why didn't you put nothing in his cup? And I had to think about it for a minute, and I'm out here right now. I had to think about it for a minute because Peter used to be a fisherman. And if you know anything about the fishermen back in the day, fishermen made good money back in the day. So Peter knew about cups. His cup was always full, but Peter was missing something. Peter said, I knew about cups being full, but his condition wasn't messed up. So what he had to do was that I'm not going to fill his cup. I'm going to change his condition because I know about cups. See, I know about cups. I know money makes me happy. I know, but it's not going to make me to heaven. But when you start thinking about the name of Jesus, who changed Peter, amen, who changed me, when I go to people who have a cup, I can tell them about a man named Jesus who can change your condition. I'm not so much worried about putting money in your cup. I'm worried about changing your condition. So you know how to leap. You know how to shout. You know how to say hallelujah for yourself. You don't need people to, you know, let me get to the people. I'm getting ahead of myself. He had people take him to the gate every day. Every day. People, this is what the Bible says. He took him to the gate daily. Every day. Pick him up, put him down. Pick him up, put him down. Sound like family to me. Sound like friends to me. And it really sounds like church folks. One minute they pick you up, the next minute they put you down. One minute they pick you up, the next minute they put you down. And see, that's what this man was getting from them people. They was picking him up, putting him down. And sometimes when you go to church, you get people to pick you up. They encourage you one day. The next day they putting you down. One day they putting you down, talking about you like a dog. The next day they praising you. Put you down. But when you can call upon the name of Jesus, tonight is your last night for having people pick you up and put you down. Because tonight we're going to call upon the name of Jesus. These cup worshipers, these cup gossipers, these cup people who have happiness and don't have joy, time for them to leave their cups at home. We ain't filling no more cups. Tonight, I did Bible study. I'm not filling nobody else's cup. I got to tell you with Jesus, because there's power in the name of Jesus. Don't no one else tell you. There's power in the name of Jesus. And if you don't get anything else out of this message tonight, you need to understand that there's power in the name of Jesus. This man was at a beautiful gate, had some ugly situations. His condition was ugly. Some of us got some ugly conditions. We lie. We cheat. We're not living right. And we want to come to church with a cup and tear the church up because your cup got filled. But your condition is still the same. As an elder, calling myself an elder, calling myself a man of God, seeing all these people with these cups, I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed for myself because I used to hold a cup. And I was getting made to be like everybody else. As long as my cup is getting filled, I'm good. Condition was the same. My condition wasn't changing. How can you come to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday and hear the name of Jesus Sunday after Sunday and still have the same condition? Because you came in there, you got your cup filled, and went back home, and your condition is still the same. Now, this man had this condition since he was born. So I can only imagine how he felt. He felt like it probably wasn't fair that he can come to a beautiful gate, but he didn't cause any of these issues. His feet didn't work. It wasn't because he did something. And some of us are in that situation right now. You didn't do nothing, but your condition is ugly from birth. I'm here to tell you, there's a man named Jesus who will pick you up, turn you around, and put your feet on a solid ground. And immediately that man went in the gate. He was leaping, he was jumping, and he was shouting for joy. Verse 5 again, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. I'm going to challenge everyone tonight. When you go to church, what are you expecting to receive? This man was expecting money, but he got a miracle. When you come to church on Sunday, I know some of you may be wanting this, some of that, or this or that, but I'm telling you, there's no expectation too big or too small for God. He can do it all. All you got to do is get around the right representative, get around the right people. And when they grab and touch you and they say in the name of Jesus, you will be made, you will be healed, you will be delivered, you will be set free, because there's power in the name of Jesus. All you got to do is expect something. Expect something. Even though you may expect, it may be real little, the Lord is just that big. He may give you a lot, just like he did throughout the Bible, just like he did all throughout your life. Some of us should be dead, sleeping in our grave, but he spared you another day so you can call upon the name of Jesus, so you can change your condition. I'm hoping and praying that when we come together in the body of Christ, when we come together, we can come together without cups. And we can come together with just the name of Jesus. Because in the name of Jesus, power in his name. And there's power that will heal you, power that will deliver you, power that will set you free. There's so much power in the name of Jesus. He will set your whole family free if you just expect it. Even though this man was expecting money, he was expecting something. And even though he didn't know Peter, he felt something. Because when he lifted him up, he felt something. And see, that's what I got today. I got a feeling. Because I felt someone lifting me up. I felt someone challenging me. I felt something that's a great thing in my life. And I just feel good that the Lord will allow me to do it the way that he told me to do it. And I don't have to follow a program. Just like them Negroes was picking that man up, putting him down, picking him up, putting him down. Program day after day, day after day. The day the program stops, at least with me, it stops. I'm being led by the Spirit. And when the Spirit say go left, I'm going to go left. When the Spirit say go right, I'm going to go right. Now, I'm not trying to say I'm doing this all out of order, but sometimes we got to do what the Lord tells us to do. And as long as we do that, we will be okay. And again, I just want to thank all those that listened tonight. I want to thank all those that tuned in tonight. And I'm done. I'm done. My message is over with. Hopefully you got something of it. And if you didn't, that's fine. Again, it was different. But it's what the Lord gave me to give to you. And if you didn't like the format, that's fine too. At this point in my walk and in my journey, and for the new people that are listening, there's a couple things for the new people that's listening. It's very important that you don't have a cup. Don't get religious and come to church with a cup. Try to change your condition. Try to be a better man. Try to be a better woman. Try to be a better young man, a better young woman. Don't try to come to church, feel good, because everyone else is jumping and shouting, but going back home to alcohol and drugs and weed and all this other type of stuff that they're living and sowing discord and backbiting. We're not, it's time out for that. And I'm very blunt, I'm very bold, because I know that the Father that I serve, Jesus Christ, has my back. And because he has my back, tonight I'm totally, totally walking with the Lord. And if you don't want to walk with me, that's fine. That's fine. Because a lot of people say they're with you, just like that man. He was picking him up, putting him down. I'm going to see how many people pick me up tonight. I won't say how many people put me down tonight. But I'm quite sure people are going to call each other. Oliver then went crazy. He then took over Bible study. He wouldn't let nobody talk. Sometimes you got to do that because I got my swag back. I got my Jesus back. And I'm not going to let the devil come in my house or come around my house and not act the way I'm supposed to act and raise hell everywhere I go. Because that's exactly what Elder Oliver is about to do, raise some hell. So with me saying that, if you don't know what I mean by that, go back, listen to the sermon again. Go to www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver. Look up Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. Look up May 17th. And just hit it and play it. It will play right back for you. It'll be there in about 15 minutes, I promise you. If you want to go tell the pastor, go tell the pastor. If you want to go tell the elders, go tell the elders. But we need to stop with this cup mentality. Coming to church. We're too old. We're too mature. And most importantly, we're God's kid. We ain't supposed to have a cup. Every day of our lives, we're supposed to change, die daily for Christ. I'm going to die daily. I'm not going to be a part of a program. Not part of a program. We're going to live for Christ is what we're going to do. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. I'm going to turn the services over now. I'm done. I'm going to turn the services over now to Minister Tolbert, he's going to get us out of here.
Amen. Extremely powerful message on tonight. Thank you, Elder Oliver. Definitely an eye-opener on how we need to be as a church and just different situations that you brought out within the scriptures. Definitely well-needed. And everything that you said, we could see it in writing. We can understand there were plenty of situations that you brought out as an application and just thoroughly dissected that word on tonight. So definitely an awesome job. I received a lot, and I appreciate what you said on tonight. I'm sure those that were listening can say the same thing. And when it comes down to this message, it was an on-time word, and we definitely needed that and appreciate that. And I'd just like to say, going over with this, the man that was lame, and of course he couldn't walk, and like you said, there's folks around him that continue to lay him at the gate, but they didn't give him a word, they didn't give him anything. They just did what they were continuing to do. And sometimes we have people around us like that in every situation. Instead of helping us get out of a situation, they help us stay in a situation. Just another application, you know, on top of what you already said. Just we have to take care of our circle, because sometimes folks in our circle are helping us stay versus helping us get out. So, you know, just another application on top of that. And just as a church, it's time for a change. Just like the man that was lame, we have to change our situation. And we have to change the church and become better Christians so that we can actually be there for one another and be able to operate in love. So this was just an on-time word, and it's an example for us to know what to do going forward and to let a whole lot go and just be able to focus on the Lord and come together in fellowship. And that's it. Awesome job. And I'm going to go ahead and pray out, and that'll be it. And Heavenly Father, Lord, I would just like to thank you for an awesome word that you gave Elder Oliver on tonight, Father God. Thank you for his strength to speak boldly before your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. For many are listening, Lord, and I know that you are pleased with everything that went on tonight, Lord, for so many people tuned in to be able to get a word and were definitely filled, Lord, on today, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord, for you filling our cup up through your Holy Spirit, through your word, my God, just being able to keep us protected, keep us safe, Lord. Keep us just with a mind to serve you, Father God. Help our mind, Lord. Help our situations, Lord, for those that may have a situation, may have whatever condition, Lord. On tonight, we serve notice on that condition, and we ask that you would take care of the situation, Lord. Bring about change where change is needed, Lord. We ask that you would touch every broken relationship, every broken situation, Father God. We ask that you would get in the midst of whatever is going on, Lord, in our lives, Father God, and be able to bring about change so that we can be able to tell the next person how we made it through the power and majesty of your name, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I also ask that you would continue to work with our church, Lord, to be able to have us come together in fellowship, to be able to serve you on a day-to-day basis. Know the reason that we continue to come to church is for you and not anything else, Father God. And let us be able to come together, Lord, peacefully and continually. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just like to thank you for a wonderful and awesome word on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And with that, everyone, please be safe. Thank you all for tuning in, and we will do the same thing next week for Bible study on next Tuesday, and I will be your host. I will actually be your speaker next Tuesday. Thank you all. Have a good night.